Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.
Tesla's Nordic Rebellion. As unions take on Elon Musk, a small Swedish strike has big stakes. By Anders Melin and Jonas Ekblom. It was still dark in Malmö, a coastal city in southern Sweden, when the union men arrived early one winter morning. They filed into a trailer parked on the roadside, donned yellow vests, and stepped back out into the cold. A short distance away, a few people hurried across the icy street, wearing parkas imprinted with a familiar name, Tesla. The groups exchanged awkward glances, like neighbors passing in a stairwell. Then the second set shuffled into a low-slung auto repair shop, while the unionists huddled together and sipped coffee as the sun rose. Another day in the first-ever strike targeting Tesla and its chief executive officer, Elon Musk, was underway. Tesla technicians with IF Metall, one of Scandinavia's biggest blue-collar labor unions, have been off the job in the automaker's 10 Swedish workshops since October. The central issue is Tesla's refusal to sign a collective agreement, a written accord common in Scandinavia that sets out wages, working hours, leave policies, and the like. Seen in isolation, it's a small fight. Fewer than 50 employees are on strike in a country that makes up just 1% of Tesla's worldwide sales. But as Tesla embarks on its largest ever round of global layoffs and U.S. unions seek inspiration for their own organizing campaigns, both sides are acting as though what happens in Sweden could have global implications. Tesla, the most valuable producer of electric vehicles, has shown no interest in negotiation. After union members walked out, it became the first company in decades to bring in strikebreakers to keep Swedish operations running. In response, other unions in Sweden and neighboring countries sided with IF Metall and began blocking deliveries of ship-borne Teslas, as well as the company's mail and license plates for new cars. They also halted trash collection and maintenance for Tesla's properties. In March, unions extended the blockade to cover the construction and servicing of Tesla charging stations. Globally, Tesla has fought off any attempts by unions to organize its workplaces and establish collective bargaining. Signing up its employees is a priority for the United Auto Workers, the industry's largest American union, and for its counterpart in Germany, where Tesla operates a big factory outside Berlin. UAW President Sean Fain, who won extensive wage concessions from Detroit's three major automakers with the strike last year, has cheered on the Swedes and called their effort a blueprint for future leveraging campaigns. Encouraged by this support, and armed with enough funds to pay the idle Tesla workers for around 500 years, IF Metall has stuck to its guns. The strike has now lasted four times as long as the UAW's in 2023. If Tesla had reached a collective agreement when it arrived in Sweden a decade ago, it's likely nobody would have cared. For IF Metall, which signs hundreds of such accords each year, it hardly would have warranted a public declaration of victory. And Tesla could have rationalized it as an obligatory acceptance of local customs, comparable to removing one's shoes when entering a Swedish home. Now the company's approach risks tarnishing its image in a region at the vanguard of the green transition. Scandinavians are among the world's fastest adopters of electric vehicles. EVs and hybrids accounted for 60% of new cars sold in Sweden last year. Norwegians, Danes, and Finns also buy electric cars at rates far above those in the U.S. Global automakers are fighting for the business of these affluent customers, who also happen to be broadly supportive of organized labor. In a statement to Bloomberg Businessweek, Tesla said, "It is unfortunate that IF Metall has taken these measures. Tesla adheres to Swedish labor market regulations, but like many other corporates, has chosen not to enter into collective agreements. We already offer equivalent or better agreements than those covered by collective bargaining and see no reasons to enter into any agreement." Unsurprisingly, the union disputes this. As the day got started in Malmö, Union officials watched as Tesla technicians who'd declined to join the strike darted through doors, moved cars, and chatted with customers. They were mostly young and male, a cohort that IF Metall representatives say can be difficult to recruit, because life hasn't hit them hard yet. "Sure, your terms might be good right now," said union official Michael Anderson, glancing at the workshop. "But what happens if the company starts doing poorly, or if your boss decides he doesn't like you anymore?" His colleague Patrick Nelson chimed in. "Some young Swedes today have no idea what a union is," he said. Anderson nodded. "Everyone's immortal when they're young," he said. "Never been unemployed, never had a hard time landing a job." A little later, the service center's bay door was pulled up. From the ceiling hung a flag featuring a plump chipmunk wearing the same yellow vest as the union officials and a four-word phrase, "Tack det är bra." It expressed a sentiment similar to the sneering "go F yourself" that Musk lobbed at advertisers who'd pulled business from his social media platform X. But reflecting the Swedish habit of understatement, it was more polite. "Thanks. We're good." It wasn't always this way. 15 years ago, when Tesla had built and delivered only about 500 cars, Musk said that tolerating unions wasn't out of the question, as long as they understood that they're on the same side as the company. "I'm against having a two-class system where you've got the workers and then the managers, sort of like nobles and peasants," he told a 2009 conference hosted by Wired. He noted that Tesla employees who'd previously worked at unionized companies had pointed out one benefit. "If their boss was an asshole, they had recourse," Musk recounted. "I said, let's make a rule. There will be no assholes." He's stuck to this argument ever since, and while Musk has sometimes said that Tesla workers are at liberty to unionize, it hasn't gone well for those who've tried. In 2021, the National Labor Relations Board, which enforces American workers' right to organize, ruled that Tesla broke the law by coercively interrogating union supporters at its Fremont, California factory and firing one. In 2023, an agency judge decided Tesla had unlawfully barred Florida employees from discussing workplace issues. That same year, workers at Tesla's plant in Buffalo announced a union campaign to improve pay and job security. Within days, Tesla fired dozens, including one member of the organizing committee and others involved in labor discussions. The NLRB later dismissed a claim that the terminations were retaliatory. But in much of Europe, and particularly Sweden, unions are more deeply embedded. A century or so ago, Sweden was an epicenter for strikes, which sometimes spiraled into violence. In 1908, political activists planted a bomb on a ship housing British men hired to replace striking dock workers, killing one and injuring 23. During a lumber mill strike in 1931, soldiers shot and killed five people. 7 years later, as lawmakers considered stricter labor market legislation to curb the conflicts, a federation of unions and the National Association of Employers convened. They emerged with a written resolution that set ground rules for how the two sides would negotiate, resolve disputes, and handle strikes. Collective agreements sat at the center of this entente. Swedish law doesn't require companies to reach such deals with unions, but over time it became customary. In the decades since, the accords have underpinned the economy, helping make Sweden one of the world's wealthiest countries while keeping income inequality in check. They've created closer and friendlier relations between unions and corporate leaders than in the U.S., and they've also encouraged politicians to stay out of most labor market matters. For example, Sweden is one of just a handful of European countries without a legislated minimum wage. Since pay levels are set through collective agreements, mandating one is unnecessary. Strikes are rare. Before 1938, the notion was, "We want to defeat the other side," says Matthias Dahl, deputy CEO of Sphinx Näringsliv, the employers' association. But over time, we saw it led to harder and longer conflicts and a desire for revenge. And how should you devote your energy, on winning or on finding a solution? Once companies in Sweden start to grow, unions tend to come knocking. Tesla opened its first Swedish dealership in 2013 and gradually expanded. IF Metall officials and Tesla representatives met multiple times over the years, but they didn't find common ground for a collective agreement. To boost its leverage, the union started recruiting. By 2023, it had signed up more than half of the roughly 130 workshop staff, enough to put Tesla on notice that a walkout was imminent without a deal. "We see no other option," Marie Nielsen, the union's chairperson, said on October 17th. Nielsen's threat didn't bring Tesla to the table. A minute past midnight on October 27th, the strike began.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.
The next few weeks were a study in the power of Swedish organized labor. As dozens of service technicians walked out, IF Metall said union members at independent workshops around the country would also stop servicing Teslas. Many other unions in Sweden joined in and began so-called solidarity strikes. The dispute also spread regionally, with unions in Denmark, Finland, and Norway beginning selective work stoppages. As the situation intensified, a group of Nordic institutional investors with $1 trillion under management sent a letter to Tesla's chairperson, Robin Denholm, urging the company to reconsider its approach. Norway's $1.6 trillion sovereign wealth fund, which rarely takes public positions on sensitive matters, issued a statement saying Tesla should respect fundamental human rights, including labor rights. IF Metall says workers' welfare and the stability of the Swedish labor market rely on collective agreements. Today, roughly 90% of working Swedes are covered by one. As a result, companies can't undercut each other on wages and benefits. Both unions and the Employers' Association say that structure could unravel if companies such as Tesla refuse to fall in line. Still, some think the dispute has been blown out of proportion. Labor unions are going berserk, says Albin Zettervall, a labor market expert at Timbro, a free market think tank in Stockholm. The goal of the multiplying blockades was to quickly push Tesla into signing an accord. Faced with a similar campaign in 1995, Toys R Us capitulated after 3 months. But Tesla isn't Toys R Us. It has deep pockets and has traditionally taken a bare-knuckle approach to anything standing in its way. When IF Metall officials showed up outside service centers on the first day of the strike, they found black-clad security guards lining the perimeters. The union sends only its own staff members to picket. Strikers mostly stay home. After mail workers stopped delivering license plates, Tesla sued both the Postal Service and the government agency that issues the plates. The cases are pending. Tesla later figured out it could circumvent the blockade by compelling both organizations to send plates directly to new owners and then to a recently created subsidiary in Stockholm. It began to ship cars from Germany by truck to bypass Swedish ports. It publicly advertised for a lobbyist with a proven track record of getting regulatory changes made in the Nordics. IF Metall also says Tesla broke one of Sweden's most sacred business taboos. It began replacing the workers on strike with new hires and personnel brought from abroad. Union officials were taken aback. They acknowledged that the solidarity actions were wide-ranging, but labor culture in Sweden is different from that in the U.S. Unlike the UAW's fane, union leaders there don't wear Eat the Rich t-shirts or berate colleagues for seeing companies as partners instead of adversaries. Strikes, however contentious, tend to follow agreed-upon rules. One of them is an understanding that companies won't bring in strikebreakers. Musk and his companies have long followed an us-against-the-world philosophy, which has only intensified with his recent swing toward hard-right politics. IF Metall's offensive, and the wider support it attracted, likely hardened Tesla's resolve. While union representatives say many workshops are handling fewer cars than before the strike, none has shut down. The lawsuits, hiring of new workers, and other measures to circumvent the sympathy strikes have probably cost Tesla some money. But local vehicle sales have stayed strong. Tesla was the top electric car brand in Sweden in 2023, with a 17% market share. Still, Musk no longer dominates the EV world as he used to. Amid flagging sales and a dearth of new models, Tesla's stock has declined dramatically since the beginning of the year, and Musk recently said the company would cut over 10% of its global workforce. More broadly, consumers aren't ditching gasoline vehicles as quickly as the industry hoped, leaving automakers to contend for a smaller-than-anticipated pool of customers. These headwinds all make antagonizing potential buyers riskier than before. At the New York Times Dealbook Summit in November, an hour after he'd cursed at advertisers, Musk was asked whether he worried that unions, emboldened by wins in 2023, would be coming for him. He gave a familiar answer. Unions naturally try to create negativity in a company and create a sort of lords and peasants situation, the centibillionaire said. Fiddling with the armrest of his chair, Musk noted his appreciation for the employees who build Tesla cars. His eyes darted back and forth and appeared to briefly tear up. "I don't know," he said. "Maybe there will be unionize." He paused for a split second. Then he continued, "If Tesla gets unionized, it will be because we deserve it and we failed in some way."
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
At IF Metall offices in Malmö, Gothenburg, and Uppsala, seven striking technicians told Businessweek that Tesla was mostly a good employer, a company where they found camaraderie, excitement working with cutting-edge cars, and opportunities for development. The wages and benefits are broadly fine, they said, and the equity awards a nice perk. But they also described increasing pressure to fix more cars in less time, which they said forced them to take shortcuts, skip breaks, and stay late. They'd seen colleagues get fired for reasons that they said seemed arbitrary. Two said they'd spoken up about these issues and were deprived of raises as a result. In the technicians' view, the absence of unions had left them vulnerable to the fickle demands of financial markets and faraway executives. "There is no force to counter the power of our bosses," said one technician, who asked to remain anonymous for fear of repercussions. "You try to complain," he says, "and managers might tell you to go away. What are you going to do?" Janusz Kuzma, a Malmö employee, spoke of his fears of Tesla's approach. "If you choose only the young ones, only the fast ones, only the ones who can reach the goals, where will the rest work?" he asked. "How will society end up?" What Kuzma described sounds a lot like how many companies operate in America, the homeland of his colleague Jason Dorrance DeLoyer, a technician from upstate New York. IF Metall had helped him when he first moved to Sweden in 2001, DeLoyer said. To him, joining the strike was a matter of solidarity. "They've been there for me," he said. "Now it's my turn to be there for them." As they spoke, the workers kept returning to one word, trygghet, a Swedish term for a sense of emotional security and safety. That, they said, is the core of a collective agreement. Having one would ensure everyone was paid what they deserved and that nobody would lose their job without a valid reason. They wondered, is that what failure looks like to a billionaire? The bigger question for Tesla and the world's auto unions is about the broader impact of the Swedish dispute. Outside China, most of Tesla's manufacturing employees are in the U.S. and Germany, and carmakers in both countries have long been anchors of union membership. But as the EV transition slowly progresses and unionized newcomers challenge incumbents, unions need to recruit and organize to stay relevant. The UAW's Fein has applauded the Swedish sympathy strikes, which somewhat resemble his strategy for confronting Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis last year. It was the first time the UAW had shut down production lines at all three companies simultaneously. In the weeks after the strikes concluded, with workers securing a 25% raise over 4+ years, cost of living adjustments, and further concessions, several other automakers, including Tesla, raised wages for their U.S. workforces. To the UAW, the results proved that aggressive bargaining pays off. It's now running public organizing campaigns at Tesla and 13 other carmakers in the U.S. But victories won't come easy. A large proportion of American auto manufacturing has shifted to southern states, where labor unions have a much smaller foothold and organizing efforts are hindered by so-called right-to-work laws and political hostility. The UAW has made an early breakthrough. Volkswagen AG employees at a plant in Tennessee voted to unionize in April. In Germany, Tesla has been at loggerheads with Europe's largest industrial workers' union, IG Metall, over its EV factory near Berlin, since it started building the facility in 2020. As in Sweden, the discord centers on Tesla's refusal to sign a collective wage agreement. IG Metall's Dirk Schulz, who oversees the district where the Tesla plant sits, says he supports the Swedish action, but IG Metall has ruled out a sympathy strike. Any potential walkout will come only as a result of its own negotiations with Tesla. For now, it's focused on recruiting members. In October, according to the union, more than 1,000 of the plant's roughly 12,000 staff came in wearing stickers calling for safe and fair work. The challenges of organizing even a few dozen service technicians hint at what's ahead for the UAW and IG Metall. Only about one-third of Tesla's workshop employees in Sweden, about 40 people, are actively striking, government figures suggest. A handful of others who were union members kept working after the walkout began. IF Metall expelled them. On the whole, Tesla says that more than 90% of its Swedish employees have remained on the job. That count includes sales staff and managers who don't fall under IF Metall's purview. "We have been open and will remain open to dialogue with IF Metall," Tesla said in an email. "However, our primary focus is ensuring we continue to provide an excellent experience to our employees." In one of his only public comments on the matter, during an April conversation on X with a Norwegian sovereign wealth fund official, Musk seemed to shrug off the conflict. "Things are in reasonably good shape in Sweden," he said. "The storm has passed." Tesla declined to make workers available for interviews, and service center staff in five cities turned away Business Week reporters. "As you can see, there are people working away in there," a workshop manager said outside one service station. "That should tell you everything you need to know." Asked if employees had been barred from talking to the press, he shook his head. "Nobody's prohibited me from talking," he said. He then asked to remain anonymous to not cause trouble with Tesla. One Tesla salesman who did speak with Business Week, but declined to give his name, said a LinkedIn post by Andy Reichel, who was Tesla's first employee in Sweden and who left the company in 2021, captured the views of some of his colleagues. In Reichel's telling, IF Metall provoked an unwarranted conflict and tried and failed to beat Tesla into submission. "Yes, a Tesla job can be hard," he wrote, "but those with grit will succeed and be rewarded." The UAW strikes at Detroit's Big Three automakers lasted 46 days. IF Metall's conflict is heading toward 200 days. Tibor Blumhall, president of Tesla Club Sweden, a community of Tesla owners, sees two possible solutions for the impasse. Tesla could copy Amazon, which operates in Sweden through an independent staffing company that's covered by a collective agreement. But that would mean bowing to IF Metall's demands, at least indirectly. Or Tesla could simply close its service centers and rely on independent workshops. These may or may not be covered by collective agreements, but the company itself wouldn't have to sign one. Given Tesla's tendency to do things in-house, Blumhall says the second option is also improbable. More likely, he says, the stalemate will continue. Now they've dug their trenches. At IF Metall's office in Malmö, Adis Heldich chuckled as he poured a cup of coffee. In his 2 decades as a union representative, he said, he'd never seen a company behave as combatively as Tesla. "I don't think they understand we're not here to chase them," he said. Based on his own conversations with local Tesla managers, Heldich said that some view unions more benignly than their superiors abroad, but they're afraid of Elon. On the eve of the strike, Heldich recalled, Tesla managers told the technicians they were free to walk out, but those who did were asked to return key cards and computers and clear out their lockers. "Like getting canned," he said. So they thought, that was my last day, because that's how it felt. Heldich said the strikers he's in touch with tell him, "We want to come back, to an employer who takes care of us. It'll be interesting, he said, when that day comes, if it comes, what will happen to them. With Josh Idelson, Dana Hull, Monica Raymond, and Stefan Nicola.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.